Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Diligence. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn with me, please, to Hebrews, the 6th chapter this evening. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 11. Well, verse 10. God is not unrighteous to forget your work. Your what? Well, what if you never did any work? Be nothing for him to remember then. He's not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which you have showed toward his name in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. Work is God's idea. And it's his plan for your life. And everybody's supposed to work. Somebody said, well, I'm retired. Like I said, everybody is supposed to work. You're not retired from the kingdom of God. You work. You're supposed to be doing something that is contributing to and helping the people of God and the things of God. Verse 11, we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope to the end, that you be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Does diligence and faith go together? Do they? Is slothfulness and faith go together? No, they don't. Is diligence spiritual or carnal? How about slothfulness? Is that godly or spiritual? Or would that be fleshly? Fleshly. We've been on the subject of diligence now for some weeks, and we've looked at a number of things, and let me give you this definition again of what diligence is. It's literally, I'm talking about from the Hebrew and Greek words, diligence is vehemence, earnestness, fervency. Romans 12:11 says, don't be slothful in business, but be fervent in the spirit, serving the Lord. That's another definition of diligence. Somebody say fervent. These three words, vehement. Well, that has to do with being passionate about something, being enthusiastic, and being earnest, and being fervent. Another two words that describe diligence is, and I'm reading these directly from the original word dictionaries now, eager and determined. Found that one today. How many say eager and determined? If he's saying be diligent, what's he saying? Be earnest, passionate, fervent, eager, determined. As opposed to what? Slothful. Well, here's some definitions of slothful. Slothful literally means to lean idly. Paints a picture, doesn't it? To lean idly. What are you doing? I'm being slothful. Which means I'm not enthused. I'm not excited. Right? I'm not stirred up. I'm not doing anything. And what's worse is, I don't want to do anything. Except maybe sleep. Sleeping. Yeah. We went back and read scriptures in Proverbs about how the slothful turns on his bed like the door on the hinge. And slothful sleep way too much. I mean, a big priority in their life is resting. Big priority. You sleep real hard and then you rest after your hard sleep. And you sleep and you sleep and you sleep and you're tired of sleeping on that side. So, oh yeah, that's nice. To be slothful means to be indolent or slack, to be remiss. Now, here's some other definitions of diligent. We've already given them to you. The last one we said was eager and determined. Here's ones we've already given you. Promptly, early. One was at dawn. And one, you see this frequently, with speed. Diligence is now. Do you know if you're getting ready, you are not ready? Are you ready? Almost. Well, I'm getting there in a little bit. What does that mean? You are not ready. Now, we laugh about it. We think it's funny because, I mean, everywhere you look, there are people that are making other folks wait on them. And, you know, sometimes something can come up that can throw you off of your pre-planned schedule. But when you chronically and consistently make other people wait on you and wait on you and wait on you, it is an indicator of slothfulness and that you're not being diligent. Amen. Did you hear that silence? It was loud. And what you're saying, when you're always making people wait on you for no good reason, you're saying, my time is more important than your time. Right. And what I'm doing is more important than what you want to do. So wait on me and don't say a word about it and be happy. Well, that's not nice at all.
No,
is it?
No.
Very selfish. Very inconsiderate. Somebody say, not me. I don't want to be like that. Then you want to be diligent. You want to be earnest, fervent, eager, determined. You want to do things promptly and early and with speed. And particularly when it comes to the things of the Lord. We read the verse that talked about whatever the Lord said to be done for the house of the Lord, let it be done with all diligence. And certainly it should be. And if you drag around and you don't care and you're not enthused and we might get it tomorrow, it might be next week, then you are disqualifying yourself from the precious things of God. Because God looks at the heart. It's not just that it got done some way eventually. He looks at the heart and your desire to do it. And desire affects how you do it. And we went through the scriptures and we saw that everything you do, to my New Testament verses now, everything we do, we're not to do it as men pleasers, right? And just do things a different way if people are watching us or if they're not. What the scriptures say? Do everything you do, how? As unto the Lord. Is he talking about sweeping a floor like you're doing it for the Lord?
Yes, sir.
Huh? Stocking a grocery shelf like you're doing it for the Lord? Yes. And this is a big part of our witness, friends, isn't it? People watch what we do more than listen to what we say. And if, you know, we're slack on the job and we don't care and we're always late and we're unenthusiastic and all we want to do is preach, tell people about Jesus. Let me tell you something here, friend. If somebody hired you to do a job and the description was not preaching, then they're not paying you to preach.
Amen.
You need to remind yourself what they hired you to do and what they are paying you to do.
Amen.
Well, yes, but my witness is important. I just feel like it's more important for me to preach. They're not paying you to preach.
Right.
And you're being a poor witness. You're ignoring Bible verses
yes, sir.
That told you to be diligent and to be prompt and speak. And if you're letting stuff go, you're missing sales because you're over in the corner preaching to somebody for an hour. You're on the phone ignoring customers because you're sharing your heart. You're not doing it on your time. You're doing it on their time. They didn't hire you to do that. They're not paying you to do that. You're robbing from them. And you're ignoring the Bible. And you're being a poor witness. Well, I was talking about Jesus. I don't care. You're ignoring Jesus. Because he said, be diligent. If you feel strongly about something, then you ought to ask the people that are over you. Only if you feel like the Lord dealt with you about it. Is it okay with you if I do this or not? If they say no, then you don't. It's not your store. It's not your company. It's not your thing. Did you hear me?
Right.
Well, I don't like that. Well, then believe God and get your own.
Right. Come on.
And do it the way you want to do it.
That's right.
And if you don't have enough faith to do that, then be quiet.
Amen.
Let's believe the Bible. Let's obey the Bible. Say amen or something. Faith, the Bible said, without works, without what?
Works.
Works is dead, unproductive, being alone. And that word is the same word translated idle. Idle means not doing any work. It's like your car sitting there idling. It's not doing the job. It's not, you know, the engine's idling. It's not moving the car down the road. We got to spool it up. Somebody say, spool it up. I like to hear a good engine doing work. Do you? Especially a turbine engine. Oh, yeah. Jet engine idles at 40%. I mean, it's getting with it even at an idle. A lot of them will spool up over 104%. Oh, man. Makes a roar. It's making some power. And something's going to give. Wonder what if we spooled ourselves up, our spirit and our faith and our mind and our desire and our bodies and our work. We brought it up off of idle, and I mean we brought the throttles up. Wonder what had happened. Stuff would get done and then some. The devil would have to get out of the way. Come on now. People would be blessed. People would be impressed. They'd say, how do you do all that? You go, let me tell you about Jesus. Let me tell you about the greater one inside. Let me tell you about being led by the Holy Ghost. Let me tell you about faith in Jesus' name. People who are walking in the Spirit get stuff done. People who their job, you know, is not done, they let stuff slide. They're behind. They're always late. They're always delayed. So that they can pray, so they can read the Bible. They're playing games. It's not true.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Diligence, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 7th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God who gives me